shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hi folks, tune in every Saturday at 11 a.m. for the Relive Lifestyles program. I'm David Lee. What price do you put on your health? Relive International is a leading food science company offering U.S. patented nutritional products in 6 countries around the world. Eileen and I are excited to share with you what Relive has done for many people. Tune in 11 a.m. every Saturday. More information is available at 1-888-871-8734.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
What you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyers today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
At the time of year when kings went to war, David stayed home. And the next verse is this: "And in the evening, when he could not rest," I wonder why he couldn't rest. "In the evening, when he couldn't rest," he walks out on his balcony when he couldn't rest, and he couldn't rest because what he was supposed to be doing, he wasn't doing. Come on, huh? He wasn't supposed to be out on his balcony. He's supposed to be out at war. And because his presumptuous faith had him made him believe that he didn't need to be out there fighting for his kingdom and leading his men, he stayed home and he went out on his balcony because he was bored. Boredom can kill you. Let me just tell you something, gentlemen. Your lazy boy recliner in your house is not your throne. Come on now. Your house is not your castle, and your home is not your kingdom. That kind of thinking right there is the opposite of wisdom. And if you operate like that, you will never discern the time for your family. If you operate like that, your family will not matter. Because you will make your family feel like that everything is about you. Bible says that when he was up there on the balcony, bored out of his mind, he looked across the way and he saw a beautiful woman taking a bath. Come on, somebody. And he looked over there and he went, my. Look what the Lord has done. Help me. It's also interesting that in 2 Samuel chapter 11, verse 1, when it was the time of year which kings went to war, he stayed home. It also sent that he sent Joab and all of his men to go into battle for him. And some of those men, one of the men that was fighting for him, happened to be this woman's husband fighting the battle for David. But he's the king. After all, I'm the king. I can have whatever I want. I'm the king. He said, oh, my. He sent for Bathsheba to bring her to his bedroom. And you know what happened, you know, the rest of the story in the bedroom. We don't have to go into explanations for that, do we? She ends up in the bedroom. Let me just tell you this. They weren't having a prayer meeting. Okay? It wasn't rated G. It was NC-17. Come on, amen? Y'all act like I don't know what I'm talking about. Listen, I've had a school and I've been a youth pastor for a long time. I've walked out behind the building. What y'all doing? We just praying, Pastor. We just praying. You ain't praying, you're lying. All of a sudden, Bathsheba ends up pregnant. Now we got a problem. Bathsheba's pregnant. I'm the king. I figured I could act presumptuously and do whatever I want to do. And now look what I got myself into. Now I got a woman pregnant, and her husband's off at the war, fighting my battle, fighting my war, fighting for me. And I was supposed to have been there, but I'm at home sleeping with his wife. While her husband was out there doing what he was supposed to be doing. Honoring God, honoring the king. And he's back at the castle doing what he wasn't supposed to be doing. See, I'm telling you, most family relationships get in trouble and break down when people are not where they are supposed to be. When they're not where they're supposed to be, when they're supposed to be there. That's why timing is crucial in your family. Now all of a sudden, here he is, he's trying to plot to cover up his sin, and her husband's got more integrity than the king has. And David goes to send somebody down the front line and calls him home, and he goes, I know how I'll fix this up, I'll cover this up, I'll bring him home because he's fighting honorably for me, and I'll get him and I'll say, listen here, buddy, you've been doing a good job for me, I want you to go take some time, spend some time with your wife. So I got it figured out. Now he's going to think she got pregnant by him. But this guy happened to be a guy of honor. He goes home. He says, hello, baby. I'm not coming in the house. I just can't. I cannot come in and be with you and enjoy your company. My brothers are on the front line giving their life for this nation. While I'm here, I'm going to sleep outside on the porch. This guy had more honor and integrity than the king. Come on, somebody. Amen. David finds out about it. And he goes, well, I can't cover that up now. I guess I'm going to have to kill him. And that's exactly what he does. He sends word to Joab, when Uriah gets close to the wall, have the rest of the troops back up. So he becomes an easy target. And he murders the guy. He kills him. And I mean, at that point, God ain't going to let him get away with it. God said, I'm not going to let your dysfunction get in your junction. You're going to have to handle this. You're going to have to straighten this mess out. And he sends a prophet, Nathan, to him. And Nathan, the prophet, comes to him. He says, King, I got a question for you. He goes, what do you say about a guy that goes to another guy's land and takes his most precious little lamb, his little sheep, his little ewe, and takes it for himself and leaves with it? What do you think that'd be like for a guy that would do that? And David looks at him. He goes, you tell me who he is. I'll kill him. And Nathan, the prophet, looks at him. He said, it's you. It's you, King. You did that. See, when it's time to be at war and you stay home, you set yourself up for realms of vulnerability. you're an easy target for the devil. You're an easy target for the enemy of your soul. You're an easy target for your temptations because you get bored. How many of you found out that most of the time you've ever gotten in trouble is because you didn't have nothing to do? Huh? And you got an idle mind and idle hands, and things just kind of creep into you. And you start thinking about this, you start thinking about that. Matter of fact, you find out a really good thing that you look at Facebook and find out something, there's something on there that you kind of always wanted to do, but you were too scared to do it, and now you're bored, so you go try it. Come on, help me, amen? When you do that, normally in life, when you're busy doing what you're supposed to be doing and where you're at, where you're supposed to be at, those thoughts should never enter your mind. Because you're focused. You're moving forward with the plan of God in your life. You're going where God's called you to go. Amen? If it's time for you to be at home with your wife and kids, you need to get up out of the pickup truck and stop hanging out with your buddies talking all that foolishness and go home and be with your wife and kids. It's time. Come on, somebody. If it's time for you to spend some time with your kids rather than running around all over town because you just can't take the kids anymore and you need a break from the kids, at that point, you need to realize that you're the father of that house, the priest of that home. You need to go home and spend some time with your kids and help your wife with your kids. Am I helping anybody today? Come on, amen. I ain't got a lot of help. I'm going to keep preaching. I'm almost done. When it's time to be in your prayer closet seeking the will of the Lord for your family and for your life, I mean, that's where you need to be. Because it's time, amen. I mean, recognize when it's time, it's time. Somebody shout, it's time. It's time. I better be there. If I'm not where I'm supposed to be, I'll find myself in presumption. I'll end up procrastinating. I'll get bored. I'll get lazy. And I'll set myself up for opportunities from the enemy to take me out. There's a lady in the Bible during the time of the judges. Her name was Queen Esther. Everybody say Esther. I mean, Esther was a beauty queen. She's one of the most beautiful women ever recorded in Scripture. And watch how God sets this up. The king of Persia is this great king. Persia is one of the greatest nations, the greatest empires of all history. If you ever seen the movies 300, that's the king. Persia, the one that was attacking the Greeks. Xerxes. And here's this king that says, the Bible says about him that this guy could throw a party. You think you can throw a party? You think you've been? I went to some keggers when I was young. This guy threw a party. The Bible says when he threw a party, the party went 180 days. And the wine was flowing for 180 days. This guy knew how to party. He took a six-month party and partied. Come on, somebody, amen. And the Bible says in the last 7 days, they had been drinking, they were drunk, they've been partying for 180 days, and on the last 7 days, the wine's flowing. He's got all the upper-class people there. He's got all the governors there. He's got all the satraps and all the officials of all the land. They're all there drinking, and he wants his wife, Vashti, to come down and impress all of his buddies. So they can go, oh, king, you got you a good one there. She's hot. She's beautiful. Thumbs up, king. And the Bible says that he sent for Vashti to come down. She said, I ain't going down there with all them drunks. I ain't going to have nothing to do with it. Because I know if I go down there, they'll just be lusting over my body, and I ain't doing it. And the Bible says the king got mad and changed the law and exiled her. You act that way, I ain't going to be married to you no more. I'm done. He's embarrassed by her behavior. And all of a sudden, the party's over. Everybody starts sobering up. And he's sitting around one day up in his room. And he's sad. And he's lonely. And he's bored. And one of his counselors comes in and goes, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you do a beauty contest? And we'll get you a new wife. Prettier than Vashti ever could be. He said, that's a good idea. I'm going to do a beauty contest. So you thought Cinderella came up with this, Mickey Mouse. But no. It's in the Bible. But Esther gets into this beauty contest, and she's this Jewish girl. She comes in front of the king and all these times, and the king looks at her and likes her. And she goes her way, and she, you know, she could have said, I got this in the bag. He saw me. Look at me. He got her like this. But that's not what she did. She didn't do that. Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says that she took the next 12 months. Somebody say 12 months. She took an entire year and she submitted herself 6 months in the oils and submitted herself 6 months in the perfumes. That means that she for 6 months would lay in a tub of oil for hours every day. And for 6 months she would lay in a tub of perfumes every day. She got her skin really, really soft and she got to smelling really, really good. And she did all that for one night with the king. One night. Maybe she would be chosen. Do you know what that means? That means that she spent every day for a year getting ready for one day. Think about that. Preparing for an appointed time. Preparing for something that may not even happen in her life. See, we've lost this in the family. We just got this attitude that we're going to take it how it comes. Whatever life throws at us, we're going to just try to withstand it. God didn't call you to live that way. He called you to be prepared for it. To be ready for it. To be able to stand when the test comes. So when things get rough, you ain't choking each other out and screaming and cussing at each other when things go south. The kids ain't melting down. God wants to give you time, an appointed time for your family. But we spend more time putting our kids in time out, trying to excommunicate them from the family. Come on, hear me this morning, amen? She had no guarantees. No guarantees that she would become the queen, but she didn't just sit back and wait for it to come to her. She didn't procrastinate. She didn't say, if God wants me to have it, then he'll give it to me. That's not what she did. That mentality has killed more relationships. Well, if she wants to be married to me, she'll just figure it out. I'm done. I'm tired of fighting. And she's saying the same thing. I mean, if that mentality sticks, somebody's going to be packing a bag pretty quick. And it's going to break apart. It's killed more families. It's killed more relationships. It's killed more churches. It's a fatalistic point of view. Everything is bad. Nothing's going to work out. If God wanted me to have it, he'll just give it. Esther didn't say that. She said, if God wants me to be the queen, then I'm going to do everything I need to do to get ready to be the queen. I'm going to do whatever it takes behind the scenes to get it done. Because watch this. God is not just working when he makes me visible. He's working behind the scenes when I'm alone. Changing my heart. Changing my mindset. Stirring up faith so I can believe him for the impossible. Listen to me. If your family is going to matter, you have to be working at it. You have to constantly be preparing for what God has prepared for you. And that's in raising the kids, that's in your relationships, that's in communication, that's your heart for each other, that's your patience with each other, that's your gratitude. It wouldn't kill you to tell your wife or your husband, thank you. I appreciate you so much. I love you. We get this thing where we just feel like it's expected. You know how it is. The first year you got married, your wife comes down with a little cold. Oh, baby, are you okay? Let me just get you a towel for your head. Let me rub your feet. I'm so bad you feel better. I'll call the doctor and we'll get you down there and I'll take you down to the doctor. That's year one. Year two, baby's got a little, your wife's got a cold. Year two, it's a whole different, baby, you okay? Here, let me just bring you a blanket. I'll make you some soup. Year three, will you stop coughing on me? Year five, you're getting everybody in the house sick. Don't you love anyone? Come on now. See, some people in here today, you feel like you've been overlooked. You've suffered rejection in your relationship. You've suffered rejection from your kids. Your kids have been hurt by you. And sometimes we don't know how to recover all that stuff. But let me tell you something. You have not been overlooked. God's working in your life behind the scenes. When you worship Him with the sweet aroma of worship, He's given you opportunities to be healed. When we gather in His name and sing praise, you're having opportunities to be healed. He anoints you with the oil of the Holy Ghost to lead you and guide you with every decision that you make in your family. You've just got to be willing to embrace it when He speaks. And stop being so stubborn and obstinate trying to have your way. How many of your family can't have breakthrough unless you've gotten ready for breakthrough long before the breakthrough comes? Because if breakthrough shows up at your doorstep and you hadn't gotten ready for it, you're going to look at it and get offended. What are you trying to say? I ain't got it all together. I need help. You need help. Come on, help me. Amen. Somebody say, it's time. It's time. Watch this. She becomes queen. She becomes queen. And Haman, the chief's right-hand man, comes along and he hates the Jews. He wants to kill them. He tricks the king into signing this edict that on a certain date, all the Jews are going to be killed. He's going to wipe them off the face of the planet. Do you know something right now? Listen to me very carefully. The Jewish race is the only race on the face of the planet today that is from an ancient civilization. There's not another civilization on the planet today that reaches back to ancient civilization except the Jewish race. The rest of them have all changed. Come on, hear me now. At this point in time, if Haman had had his way, there would be no Jews on the planet today. 80% of the Nobel Peace Prize winners, Jewish people. Think about that. All some of the greatest inventions we have in this world today came from Jewish people. Haman was determined to kill them and take them out. And Mordecai, Esther's husband, came to her when she was the queen. And he said, listen, this might be why you're the queen. Maybe God, for such a time as this, has reserved you to save our people. See, that's the way it is in our family, guys. We've got to look at the family that God's put us in, and we've got to be able to declare, for such a time as this. For such a time as this. That's why I'm praying with you tonight. That's why I'm working with you. That's why I'm going to stick by your side when you're having a meltdown. I know what meltdowns are all about. I got a 3-year-old, please. I know. And even though she does some things that just kind of tweak me, I have to remember that she's a blessing from God, that she's part of this family unit that God put her into, and that God has appointed my life for such a time as this to see to it that she's brought up knowing about Him. That she has every opportunity to live her destiny, every opportunity to discover her purpose. I walked in her room last night about 12:30, 1 o'clock, when I got done with my notes working on this message. She was sleeping in her bed. I just put my hand on her head, and I just began to declare blessings over her last night. That she would stay true to God all the days of her life. That God would give me the courage, the strength, the fortitude, the wisdom to be the father that I need to be for her life. Because I believe it's for such a time as this. When you look at your husband or your wife or your mother or your father or your kids, your son, your daughter, your niece, your nephew, look at them and think, for such a time as this, I'm in their life. And in all thy getting, get wisdom. It's time. If you really want your family to matter, it's time.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We
hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.